Hello, Billy Reeves here. Welcome to the K-Scope podcast. Thanks for joining me. I trust you're well. New bugs, sweet Billy Pilgrim coming up. We've also got an interview with Thomas from Gaspacho, who have two new releases out now on K-Scope. But first then, from London, sweet Billy Pilgrim from the album Motorcade Amnesiacs. We'll hear from Tim and Yana shortly. This is the single, and this is entitled Just Above Midtown. Now on K-Scope, that is Sweet Billy Pilgrim. That track is called Just Above Midtown. The album is called Motorcade Amnesiacs. Now, I caught up with Tim and Yana from the band in North London for a coffee recently, and I started by asking Yana how they would describe their music.
So Phil, our manager, was talking to somebody last night and who called us awkward pop.
Does that mean that you're awkward people or your music is awkward?
Both.
It seems this is your manager.
No, I mean, I think there's...
Well, we're not awkward. We always turn up on time, and we're, you know...
Yeah, we're not awkward as in, you know, annoying.
But
no.
You are sometimes.
Okay, so yeah. I am sometimes. But no, it's just, I suppose, maybe a discomfort of like, ta-da, here we are, you know. But But also the music itself is we don't even know, when anybody asks me, certainly, to describe it, I am completely stumped.
So which way round are you doing it? Are you coming in from, hey, let's do something really awkward, oh, but we should make it a little bit more melodic, or is it the other way around?
I like songs with kind of awkward corners and twists and turns, but I also really love hooks.
And you love, and you also you love melodies. We love melodies.
Yeah,
And it's, and I don't think there's any, from my observance of your writing, I don't think there's any intention to be awkward.
But yeah, absolutely.
How did you get tied up with my dear, close, personal friends at Casecope?
I think we played them the record and they liked it.
All right, okay.
I think, yeah.
It straight was up.
Pretty, you know, almost old-fashioned.
Yeah, yeah.
Call us bluff old traditionalists.
Yeah. It's a combination of enthusiasm and confidence. Yeah, and that's lovely. It feels really nice.
Yeah, but it's that noticing the sort of, I guess, the gap in the market, and it's, well, it's not a gap anymore because it seems to be closing up again. It's that the artifact can be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're going to invest in a band and you're going to kind of have belief in a band, why would you not want the beautiful thing that's come from the band? You know, I mean, even apart from the music, you know, why shouldn't it look great and feel great and you walk home with something in a bag that feels like you've, you know, made a purchase? Like when I was young. There is so much noise in kind of the middle of the bell curve.
Yeah.
You know, the mainstream thing, and it's why records are starting to all sound the same, you know, with the advent of autotune, without wanting to sound like a grumpy old man.
But, by the same time, I mean, it's always been like that. I mean, there's kind of always been a kind of showbiz element to pop music. It's just that in this country, we tend to dress it up as art. But I mean, post-art school, we think that, you know, in America, all of their musical genres that we rip off in this country, they're essentially, they understand that it's a show business, whereas for some reason we dress it up as art. What's the balance, do you think, Gianna? What's the balance between art and show business when it comes to what you do?
We've always been uncomfortable with repetition, but I think with stuff, the more recent stuff, I think we've found more confidence to go, we like that, let's do it again.
Okay,
and that's and be okay with that rather than then come up with something new and constantly putting new ideas are great, but then kind of where does it stop? And sometimes you just want to satisfy what the expectation that you've set up. And so with these the songs on this album, we found choruses that repeat, you know, and that's actually quite liberating because that's something that maybe shied away from a little bit.
As Jackie Leapside said, the bravery of repetition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We stifle yawns and show our teeth. Sometimes days are just a promise that we keep. Under arches, badly parked, we pick the locks of a lonely little heart. Until I forget where I'm from. Until I turn into someone, and it's alright. Yes, it's alright. If I call out, the circuit breaks away. Caught up in. Face. Every mile seems to matter.
kisses are woven and spun.
Hopefully you fall in love with it quickly, but it's not one of those fleeting kind of, you know, one-night stands, that it's actually going to turn into something meaningful. And
but I think this, like, leading up to this point, it has always fallen more on the side of a meaningful relationship. And yeah. I think at this time we're trying to make it a little bit more, I don't know, getting our tits out.
a little bit more sexy, is that what you're saying?
So here we are from the beginning, and okay. You know, eventually, hopefully, you'll find that deep and meaningful. But we're strutting a little bit more than
I guess also makes perfect sense if you're now tied up with K-Scope.
Yeah.
Now is the time to put the lipstick on.
The thing is as well that the music for the first time, I think, is about communicating it in the live arena.
Yeah.
I use the word arena metaphorically.
Yes.
We're not that confident yet.
Well, as in the Roman sense of
work, yeah. Yeah, we're all going to strip naked to the waist and threaten each other with...
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. but it's... all the songs just work. And we noticed this with the kind of the launch gig that we did last week. How kind of joyful they are to play live.
Yeah.
You know, not that we were kind of, you know, miserable and, you know, beardy staring at laptops before, though we were a bit.
But I think by taking them out in front of people, I certainly had some revelations, I think others did as well, of, this is how we perform it. Because we'd spent so much time looking downwards and, you know, and trying to get things right and trying to figure stuff out, and suddenly in front of people, like I had that with a couple of songs where it's like, I get it now.
Well, it's a lot bloody louder than
the
thought.
Yeah, but also just that having other people listen is kind of was the missing link. Just another homesick beautiful sheet. Feet ache like a 49er. Oh,
I'll stake my claim here in the California dust. Everything's illuminated, if only for an instant. And I'm the dreamer, remembering the
Billy Pilgrim. The album is called Motorcade Amnesiacs and it's out now on K-Scope. That track is called Coloma Blues, and before that you heard Tire Kickers. And at the end of this podcast you'll hear a sweet Billy Pilgrim remix of a Stephen Wilson classic. Before that though, Gaspacho, the live album, Night of the Demon. We'll hear from Thomas shortly. First, though, this, originally from March of Ghosts, which is now available on LP from the K-Scope store. This is the Night of the Demon version, though. This is entitled Black Lily. Thank you. Gaspacho. The album is entitled Night of the Demon. That is called A Black Lily, and it's out now on K-Scope. So I dialed into Skype to speak to Gaspacho's keyboard player, Thomas. How are the rest of the Gaspachoids?
They are all fine and dandy. Everything is exactly the same as it always has been. They were all good. Mr. Mikko, the violin player, has just sold his apartment and has bought a house with a sauna where he's going to set up a large studio to record vocals and maybe even drums in the sauna. Don't know about the neighbours.
I'm glad to hear it. I love the idea of a studio in a sauna because you really would have to do that in a nude.
It's all about being nude, isn't it? And drinking. The combination of nudity and drinking is always perfect.
Why did you pick that particular venue, that particular night?
Because it was the biggest venue that we played, and it was the biggest amount of tickets sold, so it would look better. We'd look bigger, as big as we can look. I found out that this album is the perfect business plan. Think about it. There are two markets for this album. One market is all the people that have been to a Gaspacho gig, and they want to relive the moment. The other market is all the people that haven't been to a Gaspacho gig, and would like to see what they look like. And according to my calculations, that makes 8 billion people.
That's everyone in the world!
Exactly!
That's genius! What's really important, particularly interesting about this album, is that Gaspacho are probably the best looking band in the world. So it's about time they made a concert film, because you're all really gorgeous. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I completely agree. And I mean, the world has been missing out because we're never on the covers of the albums, which of course we should have been all along. But now you can have 2 hours of beautiful men gracing your TV screen.
I wholeheartedly agree. Now, that this tour was the Demon tour, essentially supporting that record, but the album expands out into some of your other catalogue.
Well, it's always difficult to make a set list for a gig or for a tour because you want to play all the slower, more moody, atmospheric pieces. But at the same time, at least I'm always scared of boring people. And I know that whenever I go to gigs, I always love it when the drummers start to drum and the guitars start going wang, wang. And the noise comes and the power comes out. So it's always difficult to make a mix of that which works.
How did the songs differ once you'd taken them out on the road? I mean, I know there is a little bit of improvisation, a little bit of personality in when you stretch out the songs. How are they different from the recorded versions and why?
As we learn them and get to know the tracks, we're freer when we play them. We tend to play them louder on tour. Uh-huh. I don't know why.
Well, I guess they're two different disciplines, aren't they? I mean, if you're playing a record, it's in a smaller environment. And, of course, ideally, and I think an artist like it to be a static environment. Whereas in a room, suddenly it's starting to interact with whichever space you're in, isn't it? It's bouncing off the ceilings. Or if it's in an open space, it's disappearing up into the air, isn't it? So it's a different discipline, isn't it?
And once you're on a stage, of course, there's a huge energy going on between the audience and the band. I'm sure that that's a large part of why the song seemed to expand.
Definitely. And I also think because of the nature of your music and the personalities in the band, I'm sure that when you're together in the studio, I'd love to come see you in the studio, because when you're in the studio, when I've seen you kind of backstage and when you guys are together, because you've known each other a long time, you're having fun. Whereas actually the music is art, essentially. So when you're doing it live, I don't think there's so much mucking about. Would I be right? Having seen you play, there's not so much mucking about once you get on stage. Your personalities change.
When I watch the DVD now, I can see that we sometimes smile at each other, we do things. But basically, we're very concentrated. And I mean, I've never seen the other guys. Remember, I'm standing off to the side.
Yeah.
So I've never seen one of these gigs. And I was surprised to see how serious everyone looked. We clean up our act and we get serious. But of course, it's very difficult. I mean, the songs are not technically, they're not difficult to play. But what is difficult is getting it all to gel and to work together, because a lot of the bits are long and atmospheric, and you need to keep that atmosphere.
Ghost of a wind, mountain.
dancing all day winds. Pilots, do you have a lens lost in a trance? He is real, he'll believe in him. Oh, he is real.
Classic Wizard of Altai Mountains from Gaspacho's live album Night of the Demon, which is out now on K-Scope. My thanks to Thomas, and we'll be hearing from Gaspacho later in the year. Finally then, the sweet Billy Pilgrim remix of Stephen Wilson's Insurgentes, originally on one of the bonus discs of the special edition of the Insurgentes album, and of course on the K-Scope SoundCloud page. From Stephen Wilson's Insurgentes then, this is the sweet Billy Pilgrim remix of the title track. My name is Billy Reeves, and I we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Ta-ta!
When you smile at me, you bring me down.